yes, you can turn back the clock. It's the Growing Younger Radio Show with Dr. Vernon F. Williams, board certified and fellowship trained with the American Academy of Anti-Aging, Regenerative, and Functional Medicine, and founder of San Antonio's Wellness and Aesthetics Medical Center. It's time to turn back the clock with Dr. Williams. The truth shall set you free.
Today, we are talking about Lyme's disease. Now, I want you to understand something. Lyme disease is a bacterial infection caused by the bite of an infected deer tick. It is the most common tick-borne illness in North America, regularly affecting those living or visiting heavily wooded areas in the country. Patients who develop Lyme disease most often report a rash in the shape of a bullseye, even though in some the rash never forms. As a matter of fact, in about 50% of the people with Lyme disease, the rash never shows up. The initial symptoms is fever, headache, chills, sweats, fatigue, sleep disturbances, joint and muscle pain. Later on, they get facial palsy, depression, anxiety or mood swings, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea. They get problem with cognitive impairment, chest pain, palpitation, shortness of breath, motor neuron diseases, Alzheimer's, and dementia. As a matter of fact, Lyme disease affects the joints, the heart, the nerves, and the brain, so they can affect all over your body. Diagnosis and treatment can be difficult for patients suffering from Lyme disease, as the disease often mimics other illnesses like arthritis, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and several neurological conditions. When you are infected with Borrelia burgdorferi, that's the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, your body fights the infection in two ways. Within the first 4 to 6 days, T cells, those are immune cells, are activated to help clear the bacteria from the system. Now, if you don't catch it right away, these T cells do not help. After 4 to 6 weeks, your body develops antibodies to Lyme bacteria to further try and kill the bacteria. Now, conventional treatment uses antibiotics to treat the bacterial infection, but disregards a multitude of other symptoms often presenting in chronic Lyme disease. The problem with antibiotics to treat the infection is that the bacteria is one of the smartest bacteria we know. And so the bacteria protects itself very well. As a matter of fact, the bacteria, when threatened, can form a cyst with a hard shell. And the hard shell is impenetrable to antibiotics or to your immune system. And so the bacteria stays within this cocoon until it feels conditions are appropriate to come out. And then it comes back out and starts doing its dastardly deal. Now, the bacteria is even stronger than that because, you know, it can hide from your immune cells. It can hide from the antibiotics. And a lot of times when you do test for Lyme's disease, initially when you test, you get a false positive. As a matter of fact, if only about 30 to 40% of people who have Lyme's disease actually test positive the first time. And when they recheck them second time, about 50% test positive. So the majority of people with Lyme disease never test positive because the bacteria is so good at hiding itself. All right? Now, furthermore, the bacteria if cornered and its life is threatened, the bacteria can jettison a portion of its DNA. All right? It's like a spaceship that has an escape pod. And so the escape pod is jetting off and the bacteria is killed by the immune system and or antibiotics. But the small piece of DNA that is pushed, that is jettisoned, can later form a new bacteria and start the system all over again. So from that standpoint, the bacteria is very smart and protects itself. And because of that, it is very, very difficult to treat Lyme's disease. People have been known to have Lyme disease for years and years and years. And when they think that the problem is corrected, they have a relapse and it all starts over again. Unfortunately, when we try treating with conventional antibiotics, we don't usually eliminate the bacteria. And, you know, after you get your course of 1 month or 2 months or 3 months of the antibiotics, you find that 6 months later, a year later, you have the symptoms back again because the bacteria is still there. Also, sometimes when a deer tick bites you, there's other bacteria that's included with the Borrelia burgdorferi that can cause additional problems. So a lot of times you have co-infection with other bacteria, which is not discovered. And so you could have several different bacteria in your system fighting, and so you only target in one bacteria when the others get their way with what they want to do. So it's not easy to deter, delete, or kill Lyme disease. So number one, only about 10 to 20% of people who have Lyme disease actually get diagnosed with Lyme disease. The studies show about 90% of people never get diagnosed, and they are diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, MS, multiple sclerosis, different neurological problems, they're just diagnosed with all kinds of other problems, and it never, ever gets diagnosed. That's the problem, the first problem. The second problem is that, contrary to popular belief, the Borrelia burgdorferi can be spread sexually. Right, yes, you can actually give it to your sexual partner. Right? And we have found that people who have Lyme disease, when we check their spouses or their kids, they find that they have Lyme's also. But usually they don't get checked because when you go to your doctor, he doesn't, number one, you can't diagnose something if you don't think about it. So when you go to your primary care doctor, he thinks you have chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia or depression or arthritis, and he stops there. He never even occurs to him that that could be from Lyme's disease. So a lot of patients never, ever get checked for Lyme disease, number one. And number two, when they do get checked, a lot of them test false negative because the bacteria is so good at hiding itself. And then when you do find out that you have Lyme disease, when you do check your other loved ones and your family members, you find out that, lo and behold, your significant other has Lyme's disease, and so does your 10-year-old child, because you've had Lyme disease for 10 years and you didn't even know you've had it. So that's a big part of the problem with Lyme's disease is actually killing the bacteria and the diagnosis. Now, the best way to treat Lyme disease is to have an integrative approach to treatment. Integrative medicine combines the best of conventional and alternative medicine treatments to address a person as a whole. When we do that, we tackle the physical, the mental, the spiritual effects of Lyme's disease. Our lifestyle, how we function, because what we don't understand is that when you get Lyme's disease and you're treated with antibiotics, all the antibiotics is doing is trying to kill the bacteria. It does not address the other problems that the bacteria causes. It doesn't address the muscle problems. It doesn't address the brain problems. It doesn't address the joint problems. It doesn't address the fatigue, the pains. It doesn't address any of those symptoms. It doesn't address the malnutrition of the patient. Because when your body is busy fighting a foe, it causes tremendous strain on your body. Let me give you an example. Let's say that you have a pimple, all right? And it's nice and big and rosy. And what do? You pop the pimple. And when you pop the pimple, all this pus comes out, all right? What do you think pus is? Pus is dead bacteria and dead immune cells or white cells. That's what pus is. Now, when you pop the pimple and you get rid of all the pus, the pimple, the face heals up. Your body is no different. You see, when you have an infection, your immune system is attacking the infection, and all over your body are millions and billions of cells that are fighting. And so you have carnage all over your body. Wherever the bacteria is, you have little pus pockets all over your body. Now, unfortunately, when you pop your pimple in your face, you get rid of the pus, or what we call the toxins. But if you have little pus pockets all over your muscles, or all in your joints, or all over your heart, or all over your lungs, or all in your brain, guess what? Until someone can express those pus pockets out of those organs have a lot of toxins in them. And therefore, there's a problem. Your heart can never be whole with all these toxins in it. Your brain can never be clear and sharp if you have all these little pus pockets. Because everywhere there's a bacteria, there's a little pus pocket. Because of that war between the bacteria and your body's cells. So one of the main things about treating Lyme disease is detoxification. You can never be healthy without detoxifying your body. And in the same token, your body is in a war with the bacteria. And because of that, all your immune cells are fighting the bacteria, leaving all kinds of dead organisms all over your body. And you have to get rid of those dead organisms. You have to have the funeral home come and pick up the dead bodies and take them out of your system. That's what detoxification is all about. So detoxing your body is very, very important. You know, you go outside and you work in the yard and you're sweaty. And how do you feel? Tired and run down and no energy. And then you go shower. When you shower, you wash all the toxins, all the dirt, all the grime off your skin. And suddenly you're invigorated. You feel light on your feet. You feel like you want to dance and you feel great. Well, that's because you just detox your skin. But when you detox your body, you feel the same way. When you wash your hair, you wash the toxin out of your hair, now you feel great. When you brush your teeth, you clean the toxins out of your mouth, and now you feel good. When you do number one and number two, you remove the toxins from your system, and you feel good. In the same token, when you have Lyme disease and you have all these things going on, your body's got to get rid of the toxins for you to be energized and feel good. Until then, you are lethargic, you're fatigued, you can't sleep, you feel tired, you feel run down, your muscles ache, your joints ache, you have all the symptoms of the Lyme disease. Now, before we continue, I want to remind you that you're listening to Dr. Vernon Williams. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959. That's 210-559-5959. You can email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com. growyoungeragain.com. Of course, it's also available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the other bookstores. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210 415-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com. That's feel, F-E-E-L, 29.com. Now, we are talking about Lyme disease. And, you know, like I said, Lyme, the bacteria, Borrelia burgdorferi, is very, very smart. And if you are being treated with antibiotics, you are never, ever going to get rid of the bacteria. You're going to have it for the next 20, 30 years, and it will do more and more damage as you go along. And eventually, you're going to get Lyme dementia, Lyme Alzheimer's, and you can get heart problems from it. You get fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, because the antibiotics is not sufficient to clear the Lyme disease from your system. So you need more than just the antibiotic approach. So if that's what's going on, you need to reconsider and give us a call in the office so we can help you. All right? Now, so like I was saying, our treatment is more an integrative approach, which means that we use conventional medicine as well as integrative medicine. All right? And that, when we use that, it makes it a lot easier for us to take care of the problem. You see, not only are you going to be full of toxins when you have Lyme disease, you're also going to be weak and run down and tired. Well, why is that? Well, when the Lyme disease attacks you, it's a multi-system organ problem. And so your body needs tremendous amount of raw materials to make new immune cells, to replace the dead heart cells, replace the dead brain cells, to replace the dead muscle cells, to replace the dead bone cells. You see, because your entire body's being under attack. And because of that, you also need to address your energy in your body. Because anyone who has Lyme disease will tell you, they have no energy. They're tired, they run down, they feel terrible, they can't get out of bed, their joints hurt, they just feel miserable. So treating you with antibiotics is not enough. You got to do get a detox, and we need to work on your nutrition to make sure that your system has the nutritional support that it needs. When we treat someone with Lyme disease, we do what we call whole body detoxification, and that is we detox your body through several different ways. We do it through IV nutrition, by giving you glutathione to help your liver work its do its job. We give you, in addition to that, we give you detox for your GI tract. We also use the isogenic detox system to help. So we do a lot of detoxing for your system. But also in IV nutrition, we also can give you minerals and vitamins at a level that your body has not seen in a long time, because we can give you a lot more in the IV. So we can give you nutrition in the IV. But also in the IV nutrition, in the IV bag, we can also give you, we can give you antimicrobials to kill the bacteria. We can give you things like ozone. We can give you hydrogen peroxide. We can give you ozone, hydrogen peroxide. We can also give you we can also use the UVL, ultraviolet light radiation, to help with that. We can give you phosphatidylcholine. We can give you all the vitamin C, B vitamins. We can give you minerals. We can give you all those things you have in the IV nutrition. We could also do a high-frequency Rafe therapy on you. Those are all things that can help destroy the bacteria and leave your body healthy and rejuvenated. And we also look at hormone balancing, because we need to make sure that your thyroid is optional, because your thyroid hormone is your body's energy. And so we need to make sure your thyroid is functioning optimally to give your body the energy it needs to fight. We also look at nutritional and herbal supplements that you can take orally. In addition to that, the UVL that I mentioned, the UVL system that we use, helps improve your immune system. It helps to kill cancer cells and other pathogens. It helps reduce the pathogens in your blood. reduces inflammation in your body, increases the ATP or energy production in your body, improves wound healing, reduces pain, improves circulation and blood oxygen transport. We do that in addition to the ozone that we put in the IV, which also helps with the oxygenation. All those help. And it also helps because you put it right into the bloodstream so that it can go right to where it's needed right away, as opposed to when you get things orally. If you have leaky gut, a good portion of what you eat never gets into your system. It's wasted in your stool. So IV nutrition, 100% of what we put in there goes into your system. We could also do chelation in the IV nutrition if you need some chelation to help with that. And we put in ingredients which will help break down the walls of the cysts that the bacteria protects itself with. And once we can break down the walls, then the antibiotics and the other things can go in there and kill the bacteria. So it's a multi-system approach, and it's an approach that that helps in detoxification and in nutritional system. But also, we also help with by helping your energy by using energy medicine. And for that, we use the bioresonance analysis of health system. And when we use that, that helps us accurately determine the therapies, the medicines, and the nutritions needed for each individual. That sort of personalizes it, and it tells us what's going on, because your body is incredible. You know, you take one drop of blood, and from that one drop of blood, we can diagnose everything that's going on in your body. Because your cells in your body, they communicate at lightning speed. As a cell in your finger knows everything about your body, because all the cells are linked and communicate. And when they communicate, that one drop of blood knows everything about your body, knows you have Lyme disease, knows you have cancer, knows you have diabetes, knows you have high blood pressure, knows what's going on. And so using the bioresonance analysis of health, that helps us determine the therapies needed for you, the medications needed, whether or not you need conventional treatment with antibiotics, or whether you need more integrated treatment, which is more in the energy medicine field. So that also helps. So again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. You are listening to Lyme Disease. The phone number to call in is 210-559-5959, 210-559-5959. You can email us at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. That's vfwillimd@twaamc.com. My book, Grow Younger Like Me, B29 Again and Again, is available at www.growyoungeragain.com, growyoungeragain.com. It's also available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the other book outlets. For more information, you can call the Wellness and Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the Internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. We're talking about Lyme's disease. Now, question for you. Who should get tested for Lyme's disease? Anyone who believes they may be newly infected with Lyme's disease. For example, if you were recently bitten by a tick or have developed early symptoms of the disease. Anyone who has a chronic mystery illness that doctors have not been able to diagnose, especially if your symptoms are consistent with those of advanced illness. Anyone who has tested negative for Lyme disease in the past, through conventional testing, i.e. Western blot testing. Anyone who has previously been diagnosed with Lyme's disease and enjoyed a period of remission, but now feels it has become active again, but that means your symptoms are back, you should be retested. Could you be infected and not know it? If you're experiencing any of the classic Lyme disease symptoms, you could be infected. It's important to get tested right away because the earlier you catch it, the easier it is to treat. Importantly, you could have the disease, even if you have tested negative before. Conventional Western blot testing only catches Lyme 30% of the time in its early stages and 50% of the time in its late stages. As a result, many people who have Lyme disease are misdiagnosed and are not receiving the right treatment. Again, the symptoms of Lyme disease: fever, headache, chills, sweats, fatigue, sleep disturbances, joint and muscle pains, i.e. arthritis, facial palsy, depression, anxiety or mood swings, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, cognitive impairment, chest pains, palpitation, shortness of breath, motor neuron disease like multiple sclerosis, Lou Gehrig's disease, Alzheimer's disease, dementia. Those are all things that can be caused from Lyme's disease. So just remember, if you're diagnosed with one of these symptoms, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and you're not getting anywhere, you could have Lyme disease. And so give us a call at the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center, and we will see what we can do to help you. Thank you. Once again, this is Dr. Vernon Williams. The number to call in is 210-559-5959. Or you could email me at vfwillimd@twaamc.com. For more information, call the Wellness Aesthetic Medical Center at 210-495-8558, 210-495-8558, or on the internet at www.feel29.com, feel29.com. You guys have a great day, and God bless you.